The thing that drove us out of Slowenge in the end, of course, was the fact that somebody mounted a commando raid on Broomball, and they pinched the receiver and brought it back for us to admire or whatever. It's a shock, because all our equipment was based on the assumption that you don't do it soon. If you wait to get it totally properly developed, it'll be too late. We want this, you know, or last. But the Germans, where we had little bits of metal screwed to the chassis, because the problem with a high gain amplifier is stopping a very small fraction of the output getting back to the input, as anybody listening to a PA system knows. But the Germans had die casting, and there was a separate compartment for each valve and its components. Beautifully engineered it was. Because when I wanted to change my receiver, I could screw a little bit in there. They hadn't got room for that little bit in there. Magnificent. And, of course, no doubt they were later in the field because they were doing it properly.